Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we continue our fast during the month of Ramadan, we also continue in our journey of rediscovering the beauty of the Quran and reflecting upon the summary of those particular surahs. Today, Surah 11, which is Surah Hud, is a very, very beautiful surah that we can reflect upon. Both Surah Yunus and Surah Hud tell us the stories of the previous generations of prophets and the oppositions and the difficulties that they faced from their people as well. So again, this is to reassure the Ummah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, to reassure the companions at that time that previous nations, previous prophets have also faced similar difficulties and so will you. So the place of revelation for Surah Hud was in Makkah. And once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, that O Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, I see a few grey hairs on your head. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam said, Hud and its sisters caused me to have grey hairs. شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودْ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said, that Hud, Surah Hud and its sisters caused me to have grey hairs because of the severe threats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the disbelievers in these surahs. So remember, the Messenger ﷺ was sent for all of humanity. Whilst those people did disbelieve in him, certain people, he was still concerned for their welfare, for their well-being and for their present and also more importantly for their future. So because of the threats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has contained in Surah Al-Hud and the other surahs, then the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam's hair became grey in his head and also in his beard. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he asked, what are the sisters of Surah Al-Hud? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mursalat, Surah Al-Naba'a and Surah Al-Takwir. So these are the surahs that really had a huge impact on the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, a physical impact which turned his hairs grey. The virtues of this particular surah, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, recite Surah Hud on the day of Jumu'ah. And he also said, whoever recites Surah Hud will be given 10 extra rewards. Subhanallah. So we should also try to recite this with Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah and also whenever we have an opportunity to receive extra rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A summary of this particular surah is that Surah Hud talks about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the last day of Allah azza wa jal, the belief in the resurrection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a dominant theme of this surah is that truth always prevails over falsehood. قَدْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. That haq will always prevail over falsehood. And therefore we should also speak the truth no matter what. We may think we're getting away with it now or tomorrow, but it will always come to bite us. So therefore, we as Muslims, with the same tongue that we say La ilaha illallah, with the same tongue we always speak the truth no matter what, whether it is against ourselves, our family members, or the world or the community that we live in. Surah Hud also tells us the stories of many of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and also Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon Surah Hud in the blessed month of Ramadan and enable us all to protect ourselves and also our family members and receive extra rewards. Jazakumullahu khairan.